I'm sorry, but in this matter, there are no alternatives to discuss. I cannot be persuaded to change my mind. Lady Mary blinked at him in surprise, and then she surprised him.
Why would you think I came here to persuade you otherwise, Mr. Bryce? I never expect to be consulted on matters that are considered important. I never have in the past. My opinions have rarely been sought, and I don't single you out in this. Though I had hoped, indeed when I first met you, I had thought you were different, said the voice in her head.
She quickly shook herself free of wishful thinking and continued.
So, when you say you will not change your mind, I accept that as a given. Sir Gerald never consulted me, he told me, as you are telling me now. But that does not mean, just because I cannot do anything about it, I do not have an opinion, or feelings, or wish for a different outcome.
This speech was met with silence from both men, who were unable or unwilling to add to her observations because there was nothing to add to the truth. Yet her final comment did elicit a response from Christopher, who said quietly, If it will ease your mind, lady, I have not turned them out, friendless and penniless. They have employment and shelter elsewhere.
Employment and shelter elsewhere, she repeated. But the Blandfords have been at Abbeywood since before I came here as a bride. Does not loyalty count for something?
Need you ask me such a question? It is just as important to be gainfully employed, which the Blandfords, young Tanner, and old Jack were not. And now they will be, and housed. Please sit, my lady. Lady Mary remained standing.
And the 8 servants you dismissed while I was away at my brother's wedding? Are they gainfully employed and housed elsewhere too?
Yes, they.
Mrs. Keeble told me you put them to work in your mills. Is that so?
I offered them employment at my cloth mills, which they accepted. And you will excuse me for correcting you. Those men were not your servants. Sir Gerald hired them. The positions they had within this household were unnecessary and wasteful. In fact, they were leading meaningless lives, and their minds had become stagnant. Inanimate companions had more life and occupation than those men. And as you are well aware, Abbeywood's finances, such as they are, can ill afford to pay for the board and paint from which such figures are formed. Again he glanced at his assistant. The elderly man now had hold of a corner of the desk to keep himself upright, so he said more curtly than he intended, Sit, my lady.
I do not wish to sit, Mr. Bryce, and I do not understand why you insist I do.
She suddenly felt uncomfortably warm under the squire's steady gaze, looked about her, saw the well-lit fire in the grate, and frowned.
Nor do I understand why this room is permitted to be kept as warm as a kitchen on baking day, when, as you say, this household cannot afford to be wasteful. And do not tell me it is not overly warm in here, because you, Mr. Bryce, have stripped to your shirt sleeves, which is a most impolite way to receive visitors.
I was not in expectation of a visit from you, my lady.